So mainland Europe area, just something about the area to start with. So we are an area that covers 17 countries and 16 languages, just to give you a sense of the variety that we're trying to kind of be responsible for. And in terms of this process, we had two think tanks, one online and one here that Ishana during the January chairs meeting. And we had two facilitators who helped us in both those. And then they gave us 8 pages of notes. So we've been working hard to kind of summarize it for you. This is the result of that. So when we talked about, or drawing together what was talked about in terms of the world in 20 years' time, we had separation, polarization, isolation and loneliness, breakdown of community, more people, less resources, climate change. What a sad, depressing picture, really. But there was also quite a strong sense that there will be forces for good. Partly because of all of this, there will be forces for good. So a very interesting mix of the feeling of sadness and a sense of hope. There was a lot more, but that's more than that, quite a lot. And then we have two pages of core elements. So there's quite a lot in there about creating and offering meeting places, offering community, offering friendship. So with that comes situations of intensity of many different kinds. It was quite clear that we want to cover everything from providing people with an opportunity to explore without necessarily committing, but also providing opportunities to commit for those who want to do more than exploration, so there's breadth and depth. Offering clearly alternative lifestyles, or an alternative lifestyle. But actually, if you look at all this, it's kind of more of the same. We just want to keep offering what we're offering, but do it more and maybe more creatively. There was this thing about vision, myth and values, and with myth here we talked about like a myth to live by. So if we're going to counter that depressing picture of the world in the future, it's more like a myth to live by for people. But there's this kind of strong thing in mainland Europe, in some countries particularly, of having dialogue with the local gods, has been mentioned. So kind of what is Dharma and Triratna Dharma in Poland or Sweden or Estonia and so on. So kind of a shared vision, myth and values, but also that kind of plugging in with the culture and history of all those 17 different countries. A big one is also staying relevant in our society. So being more visible is part of that, kind of communicating all of this, our core elements. Addressing current issues with a strong Dharmic perspective, and as others have mentioned already, diversity is quite high up there as well. Doing well. Another core one is unity and harmony, and of course, you know, that can be explored what that actually means, but it's up there. We worked a lot of this yesterday in our area session, preparing for this formulation. Something around there being faith and confidence in the order, partly within the order, but also in the order from those who are in our community, that the order is a transcendental force in the world. So the fact that wisdom and compassion actually is deepened in the order and can be communicated from the order. And in that area we talked about this thing of being in the world but not of it. I think that summarizes not just this point, some of the others as well. So it's a tricky one to summarize, but I hope you got a sense of what we mean. And none of our think tanks really got into talking about priorities, so we had to do that yesterday. trying to come up with distilling something. So one is to encourage and support situations of intensity and depth without being very specific, just looking at coming back to the three C's, for example, but looking at them anew, maybe. And I think it was Akash Ashori who mentioned that, you know, there are these other words to kind of give more of an open idea of what they could be. So kind of cohesion, communication, and cooperation, rather than strictly saying center, community, and team-based right livelihoods. So that's something we want to explore. There are quite a few places that have never had team-based right livelihoods. What would that mean for Sangha situations, for example? And so on. So that's one thing. And then we have an ongoing thing that we want to keep focusing on, which is to create a mainland Europe through Atma identity, in a positive sense. So one of those is to do with events. So we had our second mainland Europe Order Convention this summer. But for those who are not in the order, what kind of events could we do as an area? Could we have the equivalent of an international gathering? Could we have a Mitra convention? I know in Germany there are Mitra conventions, but they're mainly for Central Europe or maybe even mainly German speakers. Could that be for the whole area? Maybe looking at the GFR events in the area. But also communication, I think as an area council we could really step up in terms of communicating with our area. Partly what's happening here, but also what we're trying to do and being more dialogue with the area in all three strands.
Excellent.
Good enough.
Thank you.
Yeah.